everyone. I'm Bethany Lozada. Thank you so much for joining me today in my podcast, Overcomers, where we talk about how to overcome life's difficulties with a friend, faith, and a cup of tea. Today, I'm drinking valerian, which you're going to want to try if you want a good night's sleep. If you start it right now, by the time I finish my podcast, you'll be ready for bed. We're in a series right now called Overcome by Anxiety to Overcomer, a mother and daughter's faith journey prevailing through anxiety. Last week, we talked about how to help our children overcome their worries and anxiety. And this week, we're going to talk a little bit about some behavior modification tools you can use in your family if you feel like you are stuck in the muck of negativity. Sometimes as parents, we feel like we're battling with our children head to head. Instead of being on the same team, we feel like we're going against each other. And we need to remind ourselves and our children that we are in it together, that we're on their side cheering them on. Our children will feel more motivated to pursue positive behaviors if we're giving them praise, encouragement, and positive reinforcement. Instead of staying stuck in negativity and feeling like we're giving consequence after consequence to our children, we need to move from the cycle of negativity into a mindset of positivity. These behavior tools I'm going to share with you are all geared towards the same goal of helping jumpstart some positive interactions between you and your child. The first thing you need to do is identify an unwanted behavior that your child is struggling with. Once you know what that behavior is, you need to decide what is the positive behavior you would like to replace that unwanted behavior with. We're switching our mindset from focusing on that negative behavior to turning and focusing on what that positive, desirable behavior would be. Then you need to sit there and think about some good goals for your child that are attainable and reasonable. You want your child to feel capable and successful that they can attain those goals and move in that positive direction. A child who is 3 years old and is struggling with telling you no every time you're asking them to put their toys away throughout the day is not going to be very successful if your goal for them is from one day to the next, go from never saying no to only saying yes to you every time you ask them to pick up their toys. That would not be achievable or reasonable. Instead of focusing on every time they're saying no to you, switch your focus to reward them for every time that they're choosing to say yes to you. Each time you're rewarding and paying attention to that positive behavior and praising them for that, they're going to feel more motivated and capable to keep continuing that positive behavior. Or say you have an 8-year-old child who is struggling with meltdowns every night at homework time. Maybe they do a 10-minute meltdown every night. Would it be reasonable to imagine they're going to go from a meltdown every single night to no meltdowns at all one day to the next, going from a 1 to a 10? Of course not. We need to take baby steps. First, it would be going from a 1 to a 2 or 3 and then to a 4 and a 5. What would that look like in this situation? Would be setting a goal for your child to have a meltdown instead of for 10 minutes every night to go to 5 minutes every night. And once they consistently lower it to 5 minutes, then we're going to change the next baby step to one night a week not having a meltdown. Once they start getting in the hang of that, we're going to put the next baby step of 2 nights a week and then 3 and work our way down. As they're able to do small little goals and have positive interactions and rewards, they're going to continue feeling motivated, empowered, and able to keep going in that positive direction. As they're doing these small little goals and having positive interactions, you need to give them rewards. During the reward process, it is so important you get their buy-in. This is something that you want to do together. Talk about what the reward should be, what motivates them, what it is that they really want, and what's reasonable for you as well. What you think would constitute an equal reward for the behavior that they're showing you. Our therapist, when my daughter was struggling with her anxiety, introduced the warm fuzzy system to us, and that really worked well in my family. So I'm going to share that with you and then a couple other ideas of tools that you can implement. So basically, a warm fuzzy is a pom-pom that you can buy at any craft store. You're going to want to choose a warm fuzzy. There's different sizes. We have a pea size to maybe a blackberry size to this large grape size. So you have to take into account the size of the warm fuzzy with the size of container you're going to use that your child's going to deposit their warm fuzzy into. A child who needs urgent modifications that's struggling really badly, or a toddler that needs more instant gratification, you're going to want a smaller container and bigger warm fuzzies. Say this container is about 2 inches big, and you could fill it up with probably 5 warm fuzzies in a day. Then you can choose what that reward would look like at the end of a day. It should be representative of the work that they've put in. So maybe for a young child, it would be a chocolate or a candy, if that's what they love, or a favorite TV show in the evening. As your child gets older and more capable, you can use warm fuzzies in a bigger container, maybe that's about 4 inches tall. If your child really loves arts and crafts, you can help get their buy-in to the process where they could decorate their own little warm fuzzy jar. This is a tin can that my son used Mod Podge and some paintings and artist names that he created on this tin. You could use something like that for your child to put their warm fuzzies in. Now, you don't have to go to the store to buy pom-poms. You could choose anything that you have around your house. Here's some little marble-like beads that you could use, or whatever it is. The important thing is that you choose a size where they could attainably get a reward sometime in the near future. So with the size of the container and the size of the pom-pom. Remember, especially at the beginning, you want to get them motivated. You want to start giving them little rewards so they're moving in that positive direction. So starting with daily rewards and working our way towards more long-term rewards would be reasonable. Instead of the warm fuzzy, you could use something like Mama Bucks, creating your own little dollars that you can give out to your child every time they're doing a desired behavior. You could create a scale where they could use maybe one Mama Buck for 30 minutes of screen time. I know that worked with my children when they were younger. Then you could say 5 Mama Bucks equals their favorite meal, or 20 Mama Bucks equals a toy that they've been really wanting. Then they can choose when they want to use their bucks and save them up for special prizes. Another good method is using a behavior chart. It's very similar to a chore chart, except you're going to put desired behaviors that they need to work on. So I did an example here. I have Johnny, and then I have 4 different behaviors that I have listed. The first one being on time to school, then I have packing a snack for school, turning in homework, and then no meltdown at homework time. So these would all be behaviors that my child is struggling with that I want them to work on. Then at the bottom, I'm going to put the goal of how many stickers they need to have on their chart during the week. Since these all have to do with school, there's 5 days of school a week and 4 different behaviors, that would be a total of 20 stickers they could gain. Let's say that my child struggles pretty regularly with 3 of these every day. My first baby step that I think would be reasonable is for my child to earn 10 stickers every week. So then I would take my little stickers every time they do something correctly, they can put a little sticker in that square. Now this helps them from feeling too overwhelmed as well, because if they miss on one day two or three of their stickers and they had a really rough day, they know that all isn't lost. They still have an opportunity the next day to do those positive behaviors. Because if they feel it's all lost, they're going to give up all week and not try to pursue those positive behaviors. So this gives them that opportunity, if they have a rough day, to pick themselves back up and keep going towards those desired behaviors the next day. When you're choosing those goals, always make sure that they are attainable so that you and your child can both feel empowered, positive, instead of overwhelmed, frustrated, and disappointed. Our goal is for our children to feel capable and moving and seeing they can make positive changes in their life, whether it's now with their behaviors or later on as they get older. I'm going to close this today with a Bible verse from Galatians 6:9. It says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." Father, I pray for my friend today that they will not feel weary, but encouraged by your promises and hope in ways that they can help their child feel capable to make positive changes. Let them overcome negativity in their home and grant them insight in how to correct and encourage their children. Bless my friend with motivation to make positive changes today. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you feel encouraged to get out of your muck of negativity and into this mindset of positivity. Next week, we're going to start talking about character traits you can instill in your child to help them live a full life with anxiety. I can't wait to see you then.